John Young joins us, the Kaiwhaka Hired Air Tūhono Aotearoa. That's a support service for tangata whai ora, and they're looking for more people to join their team as they work to reduce suicide rates in Aotearoa. John's got an interesting work background. He's with Tūhono, but he's also peer support with Better Blokes, and was a kaimahi at Te Kotoki Ki Te Rangi. Now, Tūhono Aotearoa, on the other hand, that's a kaupapa where they deliver services from a Māori perspective, coaching, training, mediation services, conflict resolution, etc. And it's great to have John Young join us for a kōrero. Nei ra, te mihi kia koe e hone. John, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Having me.
Well, in your words, maybe you'd be best to describe Tūhono Aotearoa and its work to our listeners, if you'd be kind to take a few moments there, please, John.
Excellent. Yes, so we're a kaupapa Māori peer approach support to basically reducing the occurrence of suicide within our community. We believe that our community has the resource and the know-how and the people to be able to address this issue. For quite some time, we've been told, oh, these are the issues that we need to address and this is how we need to do it. But Tūhono, we're merely providing the conduit for those connections, for those tangata whai ora, with our voluntary hōhaere, who are already within our community, basically to solve our own problems. And we manage these interactions online. We're an app, so we can just oversee the safety of those connections and support for our hōhaere. But what we're currently doing at the moment is we're just doing a 12-week trial where we're just closely monitoring it for any safety issues that may present, and before we do a national rollout. So what we're really looking for is anyone who would like to receive support from us, or anyone who would like to volunteer to support someone else, yeah, we'd really love for them to get on board with us. And yeah, basically support others within our own community, because we know best. That's our ethos.
Tēnā koe. For our tangata whai ora, what's the prevalence of suicide? I mean, I think most people are familiar with, if not been personally touched by, the reality of people taking their own lives. Are the numbers greater in our community of tangata whai ora, John?
Yes, they are, particularly around young people, where our young people, like, let's say, from the 15 to 24 age bracket, they're twice as likely to take their lives compared to some other the groups in New Zealand. And also, I'm not sure if this statistic is up to date, but I know a couple of years ago when I was looking at the stats, it was basically if you're in the age group and you're a young Māori, the most likely cause of death would be taking your own life. So this is a very serious issue. It takes more lives than car accidents and all of that, and it's something that we really need to address.
What skills are you looking for those who might come to support here? Are you looking for people with lived experience, so they've had some issues with their mental health and stability? Would that be helpful? Or just people who understand the pressures that those who are having emotional challenges are under and just want to help?
Yeah, I guess lived experience is a bonus, but the type of support that our hōhaere we're asking them to offer is very intuitive to us. It's just basically sort of, we're incorporating some peer-based principles, what we call them peer principles, but it's very similar to, you know, manaakitanga. So it's just about listening, whakarongo, validating people, asking permission, hey, is it okay if we talk about that? Just sitting with them, being present, not judging, not criticising, and asking some open-ended questions just to foster some self-awareness, such as, okay, that sounds quite tough. What worked for you last time when you're going through challenging circumstances and things like that?
Well, I'm pleased to be able to talk with you. As a service, you know, what are some of the challenges that you face working with our tangata whai ora?
Yeah, there's a lot of whakama, a lot of shame, and that tends to make people close off and not reach out for support. So that's another sort of big bonus for our organisation is because we are a Māori organisation, we want people to be able to say, oh, this is a place where I can feel comfortable to reach out to, where I'm going to be sort of understood and not judged. And, yeah, just getting our young people and anyone really just to open up and be able to talk about what's going on for them, and that's not a sign of weakness, that's actually a sign of strength. And that's where the healing process can begin.
Well, I'm pleased that you're reaching out. For those who might like to help, remember, Tūhono Aotearoa, it's a support services for tangata whai ora, and they're looking for people to join their team to help to work to reduce suicide rates in Aotearoa. Our tangata whai ora sector and a particular age group too are more vulnerable than others. So if you can help, how best to do so, John? What's the contact points for people interested in doing something about it if they can?
If you go on to www.tuhono.me, www.tuhono.me, and there'll be somewhere you can go to the contact form there, or anywhere on that website where you can submit some information, and I'll get back to you. Or alternatively, you can email me at john@tuhono.me, and I'll get back to you.
Tēnā koe, hone. It's been good talking with you. Thanks so much for your time today, John, and all the best with the mahi. It's really important stuff that you're involved in. Ngā mihi.
Thank you very much. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. John Young with us from Tūhono.